This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJV show, D Doug, J Jennifer, V Victoria, and it couldn't be DJVC because it sounded like something you'd be plugging into a socket. So it's the DJV show, Jennifer and Victoria. Kara Schillen, an important integral part, a cog in the wheel. Without her, we'd have to listen to Rich at the controls, and so it's much better. Kara's at the controls. In Washington. So how do you do? Welcome. Let's focus on some people. First, it's Joe Arpaio running in Arizona for the U.S. Senate, former county sheriff there. He, I think everybody remembers him, right? President Trump's, he got the pardon first from Trump. He loved, he called Trump all kinds of great things. I think Trump called him America's toughest sheriff. He was found guilty of criminal contempt after he ignored a court order to stop what a judge ruled was racial profiling practices in the sheriff's department there. So he is the senator who's currently sitting, Jeff Flake. I don't know much about him. Jennifer, what's his story?
Jeff Flake is kind of, I guess, use the word that is more Flake. Common now, more the establishment Republican type. He's taken issue with Trump's style and his policies. He wrote a book about the Trump policies and how he disagrees with the presentation, and he definitely is for a more traditional style of politics, I guess would be the way to put it. He decided not to run for re-election because I think he knew he wasn't going to win. He was going to get shellacked. He's got one candidate on the Republican ticket. There's one Republican in the race already. Her name's Kelly Ward. She declared early to primary Jeff Flake, causing him to drop out of the race. She's more of the MAGA candidate, I guess, the Make America Great Again candidate. But there doesn't seem to be a lot of hope. I think if you liked Alabama, if you loved all the drama that came out of Alabama, and I'm not saying Joe Arpaio is going to be accused of child molestation, but if you liked the drama and the warring factions of the Republican Party at play in Alabama, you'll probably see it again in Arizona, because Arpaio will probably take the reins as the new MAGA candidate, and then you're going to have Kelly Ward, who's going to be sort of now pushed into the middle, and then you've got Martha McSally, who's a very popular member of the House of Representatives in Arizona, who's expected to put her name into the mix next week. And so you're going to have three warring factions of the Republican Party kind of taking place in the primary. So it should be an interesting one to watch.
How many splinter groups there are. So does Arpaio have a chance, a shot at it, or is he too old? He's got to be in the late 70s,
I think he's got a shot. He's got name recognition, certainly, yes. But he also has his fair amount of controversy. I feel like right now, if you were playing odds-on favorite, it probably would go to Martha McSally, because the demographics in Arizona are changing very quickly, and I don't know if Arpaio would be able to bring in everybody, although he's very recognizable. He's going to be a huge factor. Now, he hasn't actually declared yet. He has 2 weeks to put his name in with the registrar or the secretary of state, however that works, and once he does, then he'll be an official candidate, but he says he's going to do it. So there you go.
The reason that the demographics are changing as rapidly as they are away from this sort of thing is because people are moving from California to Arizona in droves. Hundreds of thousands of people last year moved out of California to go to Nevada, to go to Arizona, because they're fed up. They've been basically pushed out because they can't afford to pay the taxes and stuff. I think California risks a lot. There are people going there because they love the weather. I love the weather, the energy and stuff there, but I would never buy a house again in Southern California. It's crazy. It is nuts.
Yeah, we live in a crazy state.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Speaking of crazy, your former boyfriend, Rick Perry, is in the news today, Jennifer.
I still love him. He can be my current boyfriend. That would be fine.
You know, I'd forgotten that he was the Secretary of Energy.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing right now. Yeah, right.
I saw him wandering around at the White House when I was there during the summer.
Really? Just wandering around? Do you go over and give him a hug?
Oh, gosh. Remember that day? I have a picture of the hug.
I know you do.
Boy, it's amazing how much somebody's... Oh, yeah. He hugged me, actually, from behind on a stage. It was one of the best days ever.
Yeah, well.
He really changed his look when he got those glasses.
That is so funny. You are very unique. I don't know anyone else who gets, like, fangirls over Rick Perry.
Yeah.
Oh, with those glasses, and he's so nice, and he remembers your name. It's there are certain people who are cut out to run for politics. There are certain people who are cut out to do certain things. Like, I could never be probably a painter. I'm just not cut out to be a painter. But this guy heard my name once, and for the rest of the day called me by my name. I can't remember what I had for breakfast, but some people can remember that stuff.
All right. So the Federal Energy Regulation Commission has rejected a proposal that has come from Perry that would have provided subsidies to coal and nuclear plants. The plan was supposed to give relief to coal and nuclear energy sectors that have taken a hit because of cheaper natural gas and renewable energy things. I'm going to put a big solar thing on my farm. I just signed the deal yesterday.
Are you really?
Yep.
That's so expensive. How much is it going to cost you?
Nothing.
Can I ask
pay
you?
Me.
No, they're going to pay you?
They're going to pay me $140,000 a year for 14 acres.
Oh, because you'll actually power the town.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. That you meant just for your own place.
No.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's pretty cool.
It goes to the whole, it does the farm, but also it feeds like a portion of the town. It's interesting. It's not coming to my town. It's going to the next town. The farm's on the town line. So the people in the next town are smarter than the people in my town, so they want the energy because they have a locally sourced energy company. So they're happy to grab as much of it as they can. So
for the rest of us who really just contemplate the decision as to whether we're going to pay for solar and put it on our roof because we don't have a place for a solar farm on our property, you know, Jeff has one, and he paid a lot of money. The problem with solar is that he has solar on his house, and he would tell you, this is where we argue back and forth, he would tell you he loves it because he doesn't get a monthly bill anymore for gas. He pays like... Maybe he pays $20 like every couple months or something for whatever energy he uses. Me, on the other hand, though, the money is so great. I mean, when his house sells, he's going to have to take a chunk of the money that we make off that house to pay off the solar because it's so
pricey. Got a 20-year deal? You got to pay him back. If you get out of it, you have to pay him back.
So I'm so intrigued by the idea of solar, and I think it's obviously great, and it's great for the environment. It's great for us here in California. We get plenty of sunshine to power up the house, and that's wonderful.
Yeah.
But, man, is it expensive. And I don't know how people make the choice to go with it if they don't start coming up with incentives or make it a little easier for homeowners, because that's tough and you don't get to take it with you when you move.
Yeah, I was just doing a quick study of how much the energy costs of the past 2 weeks have climbed here in this, wherever it's been cold. The cost of, for example, I had an electrician here yesterday hooking up the generator that I finally am going to have operable by the end of the day today. And one of the things we were talking about was how much energy has been used because it's been so darn cold all over the country. The huge consumption. You know, in the summertime, how we worry, you hear the stories all the time in the news media about the grid. The Northeast grid is going to be compromised because everybody's got the air conditioning running and that kind of stuff. Well, the comparable circumstance now isn't regarding electricity. It's oil and gas. I have an apartment here on the farm. The kids who take care of the farm and have their horses and stuff here have an apartment over the barn, and it's oil. I have gas in the house, but I haven't been able to convert the barn yet, so we have oil. And they were using 40 gallons of fuel a day just to heat their apartment and the barn. And my God.
Is it a sauna in there? Like, what are they doing?
The barn's big and open, but 40 gallons of fuel a day, and the fuel is 230, 240 for that stuff. So, you know, you figure it out. That's $100 a day. And, wow. So people that are in fixed income circumstances that pay their own oil bill or their own gas bill, they're going to have a rude awakening when they get their bills. Because this is an extraordinary circumstance that we find ourselves in.
Whatever happened to the, I read about this while we were in Ireland, and it made me think of it, because for the first time, there are wind farms all over,
yes,
harnessing in all over Ireland, which makes nothing but sense.
Yeah.
And it's great, but I think I read something about the Massachusetts farm, the wind farm, is now the deal is dead?
Well, it depends on where you are. There's a coastal deal that I think is still in effect, but there are a lot of communities there, like Hull, which is south of Boston, a great recreation area, put up a few of its own windmills. And up on the North Shore, there are a couple of fairly exclusive communities that did it because they thought it was the thing to do. But now that they're up, they all hate them because they're ugly.
Yeah, they're not attractive.
Oh, my God. You see those things that you really talk about sticking out like a sore thumb. So people object to them in that circumstance because of the way they look. And in a community, if they're close in, it is kind of a distraction because it's unsightly. Out in the middle of the desert,
like
Palm Springs.
I thought there was supposed to be a separate island or something.
Yeah,
that was
off of the coast, off of Martha's Vineyard and Cape Cod and down there. They're 23 miles off the coast. Nobody will ever see them.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a problem with those.
But
if you're putting them individually in some areas, some of the towns are now objecting to them, or residents are, even though it is you're right, it's a fabulous way to save money. What could be better than just using the wind and the sun to power things? It's the future is right here, right now. But it's for people, as Jennifer suggested, they're still trying to figure out how to make these things pay. And there are huge penalties. If you sell your house and it goes to somebody else, even though you leave the solar up there, they penalize you. You have to pay off the rest of the deal. And
you have to totally
like
pay
that.
It off before you sell. Yeah.
Right, yeah. So that's a distraction. Let's talk about something that's not a distraction, something that's good for people. As we all focus on our well-being, one of the things that is paramount to people feeling good about themselves is that they have a good job or they like the job. They like their employment. They like their work. It doesn't make any difference how old you are. If you're not happy, then you should focus on the future and not the past. The future is taking with a good resume, be diligent about preparing your resume, and then stick it on one of the job boards. And if you have something that is necessary, you look at the job market now, the hiring is going bananas. Everybody's hiring. A lot of part-time jobs available, full-time jobs available. So once you post your job on a job board, expect to be found by somebody who's using ZipRecruiter. And to turn this around, for those of you who are employers who are looking for really good people, all those job boards that are posting these sites, they all are part of the software tool that's used by ZipRecruiter. So once you post your job, no matter where it is, ZipRecruiter is going to find you if there's somebody who needs you and your skills right away. That's one of the benefits of employers using ZipRecruiter. It easily puts their technology to work, notifying qualified candidates about your job posting within minutes. So putting the two resources together, that's how ZipRecruiter is different. It's not like any other hiring site. Find out for yourself free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yep, you can use ZipRecruiter free by using our code DJV DJV. Hello, DJV at ZipRecruiter.com. Get that good employee right away, not wasting a lot of time. You'll hire fast at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
When you have your own restaurant, you have to get your hands dirty. Literally. Like right now, I'm unclogging my grease trap. I also print my own menus every day, so I rely on Staples for great deals on ink. I mean, I can't afford to run out, like my last three busboys.
Right now at Staples, buy one HP ink and get the second 30% off, so you can afford to stock up, because you can't afford to run out.
Oh, good. My sous chef just quit.
Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Ends 1/13/18. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People who need people are the luckiest people in the world. We're children needing other children.
Oh, listen to me.
How clear and bright that voice is.
Hide all the need inside, acting more like children than children.
Barbara Streisand is describing the state of America these days in many ways. So, Barbara and the Golden Globes, you may remember during, if you were watching the show the other night, Seth Meyers, in the monologue, he was looking at those two empty seats directly in front of him, next to Oprah and her partner, Stedman Graham. As it turned out, the seats were filled by Gayle King and another guest. They were for Barbara Streisand and James Brolin, who were late to the telecast. When they got there, inside sources wiped their foreheads in relief, as in the days leading up to the show, it wasn't clear that she would make it at all. Her breathy voice while presenting Best Picture drama was due to a bad case of laryngitis, and the Hollywood Foreign Press Association tried to kill her illness with kindness by sending her a large bouquet of flowers every day for a couple of days, each with a note quoting lyrics from one of her songs. Sources say her throat issues are why she came out attempting to get the crowd to sit down during their standing ovation by explaining, "I'm not going to sing." So, her presence there, she is, I guess, a diva. We were talking off the air about divas.
Sure. Just thinking that.
And Jewel and that sort of thing. We all approach people. You see people in different ways. I think I told a story on the air a couple of months ago about being in the vet in Santa Monica, the vet that I've been going to for a long time, who took wonderful care of Charlotte, and he's become a friend of mine. So I brought Brendan's dog over to have a checkup, and I was waiting in the room, and then as I was being brought into the examination room, Barbara Streisand walked in with one of her little puppy dogs. And she looked at Frank and she looked at me and she said, "What kind of a dog is that?" And I said, "That's a combination of a mastiff, a bulldog, and
candlestick maker."
Yeah, right. So she wanted to talk. And Frankie is the most passive dog you could possibly imagine. Here's this mouthy little white thing, whatever it was that she had, who was ready to tear Frank apart. And Frank said, "Look at it, this other little dog." But she was very, she was very approachable, and people paid no attention to her, and she seemed to pay no attention to anything else other than what she was interested in. So I think a lot of times these people, they get the reputation, because we were talking off the air about Jewel and how she had a reputation, Victoria said, of being a diva and difficult. And I didn't find that to be the case when I was with her either.
And I didn't either, yeah, but that was apparently the rep that she had that preceded her. But I guess maybe with Barbara Streisand, it's so bizarre to me. Like, they had to really send her flowers every day. How about let us know if you can make it or not, and we can have someone else present the award.
Yeah.
Was it that vital that it was Barbara?
Uh-huh.
Well, they had to have the only female director winner of a movie there, I guess.
So she could chastise them for saying, "Really, am I the only one?" Like, she's shocked. Come on,
there was a lot of consternation about why Myra Sorvino and Rose McGowan weren't there. They weren't invited. And one wonders why, given the fact that there were other people who
were
on
that Judd
list.
There, and
Ashley
very,
Judd was there.
She got a lot of screen time. So it's so bizarre that the other two who were mentioned equally in that article weren't invited.
We're not there, 28 past the hour here.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's 34 after the hour now on the DJV show. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and you focusing on a lot of the people that are in the news or being discussed. Remember Tavis Smiley? We had a focus on him when he got booted by PBS because apparently he's into sexual misconduct as well. Some of the staff complaining about him, so he got fired. And now he's found himself a new place to go. The Word Network. Everybody's heard about The Word. This is a religious-themed network, mostly black Americans listening to it. He has a new show. He's decided to do is have town hall appearances. So he's booked rooms in Chicago, Los Angeles, New Orleans, Washington and San Francisco and invited his fans through his social media accounts to come hear him talk about what he is doing, what he did, and what the future will hold. I didn't realize this guy had that kind of a following, or, I mean, I think we all, well, I shouldn't say we all, those of us who know him, he certainly has a large ego. And so I find it interesting if, I mean, he didn't have any more prominence on the radio than I do. So if I were accused of the same things that he did, his prominence, prominence, I suppose, on television for doing the PBS show. But is it human? What does it take, or what drives you to want to be in the public so much, or to, in this circumstance, want to get a foothold again, to suggest to your listeners that I'm going to have time with you, you can come see me in Chicago, L.A., New Orleans, Washington, or San Francisco? Is that what kind of a move?
You better hope somebody shows up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you look like a real idiot.
That's what I'm thinking. Are there that many people who are going to show up to venues in those cities?
I know his name, but what does he do? Is he like a political talking head, or is he? What does he do?
He does. He tries to present himself as a person of color who has an edge. He's a sort of Larry Elder on the other side. Would you say that was a good description, Jennifer?
Yeah,
Larry Elder's
good.
No, he's not as good at all. No, right. He's not. He does. Larry, who Jennifer and I both work. He works at. He's working at the same station in Los Angeles that Jennifer is, but he also has a syndicated arm of his program every day. And Jennifer and her father are very involved in his career. He's quite a good fellow. Interesting. I worked with him first at KBC back in the 90s when he first actually went on the air. He's from Los Angeles originally. Went to Cleveland, had a law practice there, and then came back to be on the air at KBC. And he established quite a good reputation. He's pretty straightforward. And I agree with you. He's a better broadcaster than Tavis Smiley is. But on the left, Smiley would be considered as Larry, I think, is on the right. That's why I made that connection or that comparison. Anyway, I don't know that if Larry got into trouble, he'd be able to get a crowd. I just find it interesting what people think about themselves and how they, you know, in this circumstance, I'd want to just hide.
You can't blame the guy for I know,
no,
I would too. You can't blame
trying.
The guy for trying because
if
he's fighting back, so oftentimes that's a danger. There are a lot of accusations flying around right now. That's in the season.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are true and a lot of them are not. And if he is saying that some of these accusations are false, and he's fought them all the way, and he's lost the faith of the corporations that employed him, well, then why not go on your own? Why not fight? I believe you shouldn't just go away if someone makes an allegation against you
and it's not true,
you better fight.
Stand up.
Go away if it is true, but stand up if it's not, and try to save your career and your integrity. And so maybe that's what he's trying to do.
Yeah. Well, good luck to him. I always wish everybody a good luck. We have we don't have a lot of good, bright broadcasters. He's bright. And so whether you agree with his politics or even his style, there's an audience for it. And I hope he can find one again if he deserves it. If he doesn't deserve it, he's not going to find an audience. You know, it'd be that simple. Look what happened to Breitbart. Same thing. You know, his audience has evaporated one way or the other, or at least the audience, the volume that is there. He doesn't have the same problem that Tavis Smiley has in terms of sexual stuff, but he has plenty of other things that are carrying, getting kicked down the road. So there's that. Here's the story of a young woman from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. You're going to love this story. She bought a painting for $250 a number of years ago. And I guess her father, she was 19 and she and her father went out and she bought this painting, and so for whatever the reason, she found herself on Antiques Roadshow. And as is the case with some people, I don't know if you ever watched this show or not.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little slow. It's not exactly exciting.
No, no, it's very dry. Oh, yeah, it's very, very dry.
But sometimes it's cool.
So she brought in this picture, And the evaluator, the person doing the overview, I suppose you call her an evaluator, asked the woman if she'd ever had the painting appraised before. She said, "What's this worth?" And the person says, "Well, did you ever have it appraised?" She said, "No, I spent a couple $100 for it, and that's what I thought back in 2004. So this person, again, the father buys it, she gets it, she brings it to be appraised, and the appraiser says it's worth $300,000.
Wow.
How about that?
That's a heck of a return on your investment.
How about that? Yeah, exactly.
Was it a famous artist, or was it just...
I don't get who the description or the painting isn't visible here. Mm-hmm. This is a story I just found. When I'm looking at 14 or 15 different things, and some things just catch my eye, you call it clickbait. And in this circumstance, I saw 250 becomes 300,000, and so it's a Yahoo Entertainment story. And there's no picture of it, and there's no real story other than here's this guy who is 19 that got this from his father, and now he's got $300,000 in his pocket thanks to his father's clever investment of $250. We all wish that for ourselves, and you can have it wished.
Better than Bitcoin.
Yeah. Bitcoin is off, isn't it? Didn't I see something about Bitcoin just kind of not floating into obscurity, but way off in terms of value this week? People are done with it because there is now some new kind of it's the shiny quarter on the wall.
Well, they got halted by the SEC.
Trading.
So
yeah. But did they go back into? Did they get halted permanently, or was that just
no,
a couple of days?
I'm looking to see. You know, I think it's back on because there's an hour ago there's a headline: Microsoft resumes Bitcoin payments after the halt. So I guess
what's
some,
Microsoft doing with it?
Accepting it as payment or allowing
really?
People to, yeah. Oh, well, like we said before when we were talking about this at the end of 2017, you can buy a Tesla with Bitcoin. And you can shop on Overstock.com with Bitcoin. But some random places that you wouldn't think would have any interest in accepting Bitcoin, take Bitcoin.
Really?
It's very weird, yes.
All right, speaking of Tesla, here's SpaceX, and not the fellow that we're talking about, Elon Musk, who owns SpaceX, but the chief operating officer is a lady named Gwyneth Shotwell. And she was talking about the SpaceX rocket on Sunday, rumors about the satellites on the rocket being lost after the launch. But Ms. Shotwell said in a statement, quote, "After review of all the data, Falcon 9, which is the SpaceX rocket, did everything correctly." She went on to say the classified nature of the cargo kept her from saying much more. The the label for this mission means nobody is saying very much at all. And that includes Northrop Grumman, which built the satellite for the government. The company only said it's classified and wouldn't comment. So, you know what this feeds into? I brought this up because of the lady being the COO of the company and wanting to know a little more about her. But you know what? In this circumstance, what we now begin to ask ourselves, if we're curious at all, is how much of this stuff, this space junk, and some of the things that are out there are, as is suggested by some of our friendly enemies, things that ought not to be out there. These special spy satellites and military satellites, and are all those things being brought up there, and we don't know about it. We don't know half. We probably don't even know half of what our government is doing. And these sorts of rumors, I think, fuel that fire, don't you think?
But don't you think it also makes it exciting to have the private sector, like Richard Branson and Elon Musk? Because
I
think that maybe all the secrecy that has been surrounded NASA and the space program, I think that having it privatized, not officially, obviously, but having these types of private entities involved, I think that's really exciting. That might really get people involved in the space program. You know, I've been sort of reluctant, and I tease you about your love of the space program, but maybe it's just because there's not a lot of transparency.
Well, I don't know about whether it's transparency or not, but I think what I'm focused on here is what they're doing with our taxpayer dollars
Well, that's part of the transparency,
Yeah, and what are we putting, as the Chinese and the Russians have accused us, we're putting military hardware into space? Are we putting spy satellites? Spy satellites are one thing. I don't have a problem with that. But I'd just like to know what... there's so much secrecy in government.
Right.
And I don't think that that's what it's supposed to be.
Unnecessary. That's the problem, is that everything is being held secret.
Too many secrets.
A perfect example of seeing that meeting that Trump held with the leadership in the House and the Senate and the cabinet meetings. There was the first time cameras were ever allowed into a situation like that. And it got me to think, everything should be on the record. Everything that doesn't involve national security, we should be able to see. Everything involving the space program that doesn't involve national security, there should be a way for us to see that. And maybe you might have to dig for it. But why keep everything under wraps like that? Mm-hmm. It's ours. We're the stockholders of this company.
We paid for this. Hello?
Yeah, we're the stockholders here.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's.
Well, I think maybe someone like Elon Musk, how much he's involved with the public and social media and things like that, and how much he just likes to talk about his own accomplishments too. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I think that may actually put some pressure on NASA and the U.S. government to be more transparent.
I think
it's all a great thing.
It breeds invention. The competition will breed invention, and that's what's really cool.
The mother of invention, Jennifer. That's what it is.
They used to say that was necessity.
Yes, it is.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
Very good. Thank you, Victoria.
But we're saying now it's competition.
Yes, right.
The mother of invention.
Let's change it up a bit.
I like it.
Speaking of changing things up, here's a reminder, a limited MyPillow extension, bringing back the best offer for the end from now until the end of the month. So if you're tossing and you're turning at night, you find yourself stuffing and piling the pillow that you have on your bed, 1, 2, 3, 4, however many pillows. I got 4 pillows on my bed, and I like wrapping myself around them. MyPillow will end the problem. This is the patented, the adjustable, the best fill, the best pillow that you could possibly imagine. Give your head a break. Give your neck support. This is like this isn't like any other pillow at all. So if you've heard all this stuff, and come on, let's do something. I've heard all this hoopla. Let's put it to the test. The benefits of having a MyPillow over other pillows, you can't tell it till you get one. And you got 60 days to return it if you don't like it. So let's get on board right now by going to MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV and get one pillow for the regular price. The second one comes to you free. 2 for the price of 1 at MyPillow.com until the end of the month. And then you have 60 days to send it back if you don't like it. Get one MyPillow, another one free. Enjoy the money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Stop the bad night's rest. Get a good night's rest. Get a better night's rest. With lots of confidence, you'll have that confidence by getting a MyPillow. At MyPillow.com, using the promo code DJV, you get 2 for the price of 1.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Here
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
After the hour now here on the DJV show with our friend Warren Eckstein, who takes good care of your pet, my pet, our pets. And by the way, if you're a fan of the pet show, you can follow him and the show on Facebook, facebook.com/thepetshow. You can follow Warren on Twitter at twitter.com, Warren Eckstein, and it's probably at Warren Eckstein. I'm going to guess Warren, right?
Absolutely.
And then, yeah. And thepetshow.com is a great website. Also, his Hugs and Kisses vitamin and mineral supplement line is a great way for you to examine what there is there and what you need to be feeding your dogs and cat, your pets, with supplements. So I'm noticing that there is a lot of attention being given to the dogs. I follow these things, and I post on my own personal account. Sometimes I do on the DJV show as well, Warren, stories about the animals and how they're faring in the cold. There are a lot of advocates around the country who reminded dog owners to bring their pets inside. Number of animals have been left outside last week, freezing temperatures. Some of them died. So I bet you're getting calls on this from some of your listeners who I don't understand. When you say, you know, somebody say, well, what do? You bring the dog inside, you moron. But there are a lot of people, well, they're allergic to dogs. That's why we keep them outside, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what this has been, we know the dip in temperatures the last week or so has caused a lot of harm. What do we do about this? Do we take these dogs away from people that don't know how to take care of them?
Yeah, very often it's a matter of education, or this is the way my father treated the dog, so I'm going to treat the dog the same way. You know, years ago, as I said many times, I served as a peace officer in the state of New York, and one of the things I would often do is when the weather dropped below a certain temperature, we would go out there all times of day and night and just looking for dogs and cats that might be outside. I came across one situation. I talked about it on my show last week. It was a horrible situation where a dog gnawed off his paw because his paw was frozen into the ice in the backyard. So people really need to be educated in terms of what they should be doing. If it's cold outside, your dog should be inside. If you don't want your dog inside, at least make some type of lean-to outside. And don't look at Snoopy's doghouse. That doesn't work. Snoopy's doghouse is bad because the hole is in the middle of the doghouse. If you want a doghouse to keep your dog warm, put some hay in there, but make the opening off to one side so the dog has three walls that are blocking any wind coming in. But the bottom line is give the dog a couch or a bed of his own and bring him inside.
Yeah, that's really that simple.
Yeah, I don't understand people that leave their dogs outside. The pictures I saw on Facebook that were taken all over the country, just crazy. Hey, Doug, I got asked a great question this week. I think you liked it.
Yeah?
Someone said to me, do dogs understand the concept of time? And here's my response. Time
is great. That is a great question.
It was a great question. As everyone knows, time is strictly a human construct. It doesn't actually exist. We created it to manage our lives. Other creatures, intelligent creatures like dogs, have no use for time. In fact, in the linear sense of humans understand and use it, and I say good for dogs. They have no use for time. It's a waste of time for them to think about time. They live in the moment. I think that's such an important lesson we can learn from dogs and cats and animals in general.
I have a question, though, Warren. My Chihuahua at 6:30 on the dot every single night will come and harass me to feed him dinner. How does he know? At 6:30, my parents think it's the funniest thing. It's everyone who knows him. At 6:30 on the dot, like he can tell time. How does he know that?
Because his belly's hungry. He says, Mommy, feed me, feed me.
I think that's true. I have Millie's like that. Millie wants to be fed at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And if she's not fed, there's a disruption and... It's kind of like, what is it in Star Wars? There's a disruption in the universe.
But it's not a matter of looking at their clocks. You know, dogs don't wear watches, neither do cats. So they're not looking, oh, it's 6 o'clock. What can I do to bother Victoria? No, that's not what happens. They're instinctively around things that indicate to them changes. For example, maybe the sun is a certain way at around 6 o'clock. Or my dogs knew when I was coming home from school at 3 o'clock, maybe because they heard the bus pull up down the block. So there are many things that they react to, which they associate rather than looking at the watch and saying, you know, Victoria, it's 6 o'clock time to eat. They don't really do that. But the time is kind of an interesting concept. Dogs live in the moment. And a lot of the new books out about people say we should live in the moment.
Well,
it's so important. Live for now.
There is a new book. That's one book, the Tolle book, Living for Now, or The Power of Now. But in a spiritual sense, if you want to get deep about this, there really is no such thing as age or time. It's something that we have created in order to manage our lives. And you see the universe being as cyclical and as solid as it is, the earth goes around the sun every 365 days, and the moon goes around our planet 28 days, that kind of stuff is order. But in the reality of the universe, there's no such thing as time.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.